Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
What's happening?
Good morning, everybody.
What's happening? It's the ladies, man.
Hey.
Hey. What's happening?
I love those movies.
Yeah, that I always did. I like that sketch, too.
Yeah.
Was there more than one movie, though, Ladies Man? Or was it just the one? I know why you like it so much, Riggins. Can I tell you why? And you tell me if I'm correct?
Yeah.
Because it starred a very, very hot Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
That's right.
That's your girl. That's your girl.
Yeah. Mm. I love Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
I know. Everybody knows.
Saved by the Bell. Baywatch, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was beautiful.
Playboy. Oh,
was she in Playboy?
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
Yeah. She sure was. Okay. After after enhancement procedures.
Is that right?
I can't believe you didn't know that.
I don't remember
internet,
that.
With the internet being out there.
Was that between Saved by the Bell and Baywatch, maybe?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It was actually during Saved by the Bell. No, it wasn't. I can't.
Kelly Kapowski. Man. Yeah, mm-hmm. She was bad. Yeah. I'm sure she still is bad.
Doesn't she do cooking now? Is she one of those celebrity cookers?
That sounds right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody's a cook now. Gwyneth Paltrow's a cook.
What's her name? Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez cooks.
Mm-hmm. But I hope she doesn't let that disgusting, filthy boyfriend of hers in the kitchen.
I know.
Contaminating all the food with his body dirt.
Yeah. It's the things he says that makes him gross. It's just outward appearance.
He looks gross, too.
I mean... Yeah, I mean, he doesn't shower. And
her being a wizard and all, why can't she just, like, snap her fingers and make him clean?
Exactly. Alakazam, boom.
Huh?
You're Justin Bieber all of a sudden.
Get her brothers or her dad over there to do it. They can all, you do the wizardry. Their mom was the only one who couldn't in the family.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. She wasn't a witch? She was a wizard.
The Wizards of Waverly Place is okay. What it was called. Wizards.
It's well known.
And if I'm not mistaken, the guy that played her dad in that is Dom DeLuise's son. Dom DeLuise, the big actor in Burt Reynolds' crew back in the 70s and 80s. Very funny, funny man.
Welcome to the stage, Dom DeLuise's son.
He used to laugh like that, Dom DeLuise.
No.
But I'm pretty sure that, you know. You get old, you know, old things about celebrities.
Yeah.
Okay, well, sadly, that's not the entire show for the day. We're not finished. We had something yesterday that was a heartwarming, good news, feel-good type of story, and then we managed to ruin it. And that will be your In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, yesterday on the show, trying to spread a little positive message, some positivity, some hope, good cheer, and all of that, ended up going awry and made us sound like jerks. When you take a message that is sweet and wholesome and full of hope, and then you turn it into... something that we turn it into, it just means that we're awful. It takes a specially kind of bad person to do that. So that's today's In Case You Missed It.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
You know, I usually never have anything positive to say about the state of Oregon, right, Riggins?
That's right.
But this is a different day because... something very heartwarming has come out of Oregon. There's a guy named Ken Reese, and he's pushing 70. But one of his kidneys just turned 100. His mom, Doris, gave it to him in 1975 when he was battling kidney disease. Ken says that she was a selfless person who would have done anything for her kids. And he likes to say that she gave him life twice.
Oh.
Once when he was born and again with the kidney. They felt the need to write that last part into that sentence. We got it.
We got him. You know, because... you know,
because she gave birth to him, which gave him life. And then she gave him one of her kidneys later in life. So that's why he says she gave him life twice.
I picture the reporter being like, what do you mean by that?
Can you elaborate?
Because I mean, because you know, she get you know what, scratch it. I'm just really thankful. That's what I guess I'll say.
So then he went on to college, got married, started a family, and donating her kidney never affected Doris's health. She lived to be 88, where she passed away in her sleep in 2012. Passed away in her sleep.
Wow.
With a pillow over her face.
Yeah.
No, I added that part.
Yeah, yeah. No.
She would have been 100 Monday. It would have been her birthday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday in heaven. You did a selfless thing.
Right. And I told you that story for all the right reasons, because it's a you know, wonderful, heartwarming story. Not because I wanted to be smug and point out that we didn't need the information once he was born and again with the kidney. And to make the joke about her dying peacefully in her sleep with a pillow over her face.
Definitely not. Man, 100-year-old kidney.
Yeah.
It's probably a racist. But why? Toting around that racist kidney. 100 years ago, sure.
Yeah. I wonder if he has to go to the bathroom like a normal guy would, and then not as many times as a woman would, but half of those times, because he only got one woman kidney. If he has to go faster,
girl, I gotta go. is that woman's kidney in you?
My bladder hasn't fallen, but I got a woman kidney. That's terrible, but hey, it caps off to him.
Sure.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just in case you missed the news, the McRib, back on December 3rd, it cost you about $5. The classic McRib, introduced in the 80s. You probably had one. Maybe you haven't. But it's also coming back. You can buy a half gallon of their McRib sauce as a special holiday promotion. I think that'll run you about $20. And it's just a big vat of barbecue sauce. But, you know, originally it wasn't that popular. And then the meme culture got a hold of it, and now people are excited about the McRib coming back.
It was popular when it first came out, before there were memes even in existence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The original release. But then in the 80s, it never made the return like it does now, almost yearly.
Mm-hmm.
And they attribute that to people talking about it in the early 2000s and making memes about it to bring it back, get people excited about it again. Mm-hmm. And now it's a hit. Yeah. Everybody likes the McRib.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's heavily sauced, slivered onions, pickles on it, on that long bun.
Yeah. But we liked it in the 80s when it came out. So millennials aren't creating anything. Before y'all start trying to take credit for that, too.
I don't think anybody said that.
I think so, yeah. He said it was nothing. He said, Rob, why are you – let me turn your mic off. He said that the McRib was nothing until memes started happening. I heard it. The McRib was trash and nobody wanted it. It was gone forever. And then millennials started making memes about it. And now it's all the rage.
No, I never said that. But.
Well, close.
No.
Not in those words.
It never came back, because now it comes back yearly, because people are excited about it again. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, that's better.
Didn't they say it was not coming
back? I created the hype. Back in the 80s, I was the one that created the hype.
My
generation, me.
Yeah, right.
Specifically.
Yeah, so December 3rd, $5. Also buy the sauce for just $20. And it'll only be back for a limited time. So you're going to have to run, not walk, to McDonald's to get your McRib on December 3rd.
And let me tell you something. If I know you personally and I find out you're hoarding McRib barbecue sauce, we are not going to have a relationship anymore.
It's going to be a problem.
Because we have nothing in common.
Well, I was going to buy it.
Buying it's one thing, but hoarding it and saying, I got to buy 40 gallons of this crap. Because who knows when it'll be available again. Yeah. Then we're no longer in a relationship with friends or lovers.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins loves Starbucks. or as he calls it, Starbies. And what is your order you get at Starbucks?
Venti Pike Place.
With a little room.
With a little bit of room in it, yeah.
Yeah. No sweetenings or creams or any of that.
No.
You just drink it black.
Yeah.
Okay. And you go to the Starbucks to get it, right? They don't deliver Starbucks to your house.
Yeah, no, they do.
Would it be cold when it got there?
No.
Really? Okay.
That stuff stays piping hot for a day.
Okay, so if you get it delivered, then you're not in this. But I just picture that every guy going into Starbucks sounds like this guy.
I used to love the Starbucks, but now it's turned into like the old Apple store. We don't want you to sit down. We don't want you to do anything. Get your coffee and get the f*** out. So, I don't know. What do you think? It's sad.
Now, is that what all male customers at Starbucks? Because I've never been in a Starbucks, so I just assume that's the way all of them talk. No, real, well, like, sassy and funny and quick-witted and cool sounding like that.
I don't know. I usually have my AirPods in. I don't know what people sound like. But it kind of sounds like Tim Gunn.
Yeah.
Remember Tim Gunn from Project Runway?
Yeah. But would they let a really masculine guy come in there and order?
That guy, the head coach of the Detroit Lions, that dude is a bro.
I know, and he drinks like a 30 of them a day, right?
I think he does two of the ventis with espresso shots in each.
Yeah, that guy's go in there and get them himself? Because I bet they don't let him. I bet he's like a kid outside trying to get an adult to go in and buy beer for him. I mean, they look at that masculine guy and they're like, he can't come in here.
Oh, dear.
This is what you call trolling, Riggins, right? Yeah, and this is really what the kids call trolling.
Yeah.
Yep.
So is it like that now at Starbucks? They don't let you hang around in there? Or is it just that one that this dude's talking about?
Yeah, I don't even really know what he's referring to. Maybe taking the tables out of it, taking the tables and chairs. Every Starbucks I've been in, though, has tables and chairs still. So I don't know what he's referring to. You know, when you go into an Apple store, they don't have chairs, but people just linger.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But he's obviously disappointed. That's his local favorite Starbucks. I wouldn't want to hang around a Starbucks, though. I got news for you. I get coffee and I go.
That's one of the things, though, that they were first, you know, that people were attracted to. They could go in there with their computers and work all day or just do whatever, you know. Back before, like right after, people thought, well, you don't really have to go to an internet cafe anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You remember those internet cafes?
I remember them. I don't know that we had one in our town, but I remember hearing people talk about them.
Well, you had to go in there because they had internet. Yeah. You couldn't just get on the internet anywhere.
Yeah.
You had to go somewhere where they had a connection.
Yeah. See, if things do get better. I mean, imagine having to do that every time you wanted to get on Instagram, go to an internet cafe.
Yeah, but I still think if you went into one of those back then and dealt with the people, they'd be a lot easier to deal with than the ones now at Starbucks.
You think?
Yeah. It'd just be more down to earth, I would think.
Did you ever go in one when you were growing up?
No. I knew that internet wasn't going to last. I wasn't going to jump on that temporary train.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
As President Joe Biden would say, this is not hyperbole. We have a huge, huge announcement that is so great for this year's breaking and entering Christmas. We have been presented a different avenue, so to speak, and we think that we're going to take it and we're going to need your help to make something. Possibly the biggest thing ever happened with breaking and entering Christmas. So we'll get into that and let you know about it coming up in a few minutes.
The top trending topic at the moment, the Browns, the Cleveland Browns. That's a reference to the Cleveland Browns. They played the Pittsburgh Steelers last night in Cleveland. It was on Amazon Prime. And the beginning of the game started out like any other night game, NFL game. But by the middle of the third quarter, it really started to snow. And then by the fourth quarter, it was just a complete, what they were calling a whiteout. Because you couldn't see. At one point, the Cleveland kicker was kicking a field goal, and he made it, and there was no one cheered because no one knew if the ball went through the uprights. So, I mean, But the players looked like they were having a ball.
Yeah.
And it was so cool to watch.
Mm-hmm. And the Browns winning in the fashion that they won, that's great. Because, you know, I'm never for the Steelers unless they're playing the Eagles.
Right.
If they were to play the Eagles, I guess I would pull for the Steelers and that. And the Steelers have a player who went to the University of Georgia, and he is just flat out vicious.
Really?
Mean, like a mean person. He's a wide receiver. He's a skinny fella, and you would think that he wouldn't be like that out there with all those big guys. But, I mean, he's just – he would rather fight than play. And when he fights on the football field, it's not just pushing and shoving and all that. He will jerk somebody's head off by dragging them by the face mask and everything. So that was the last play of the game, I think, where they did a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
And instead of staying in the end zone to catch the Hail Mary pass, he would rather fight with the guy that was the defensive back. And they go all the way into the wall right in front of where the people are sitting. And he's slamming him against the wall and got him down in a – like in a corner.
It's like you're fighting with your brothers in the snow. Yeah.
I told Rob the other day, I said, that guy's just mean. And then Rob saw some stuff on the social medias and all. He goes, you're right.
Who is this guy?
His name's Pickens is his name.
George Pickens. He's crazy.
Really? Okay, I got to check that out.
Something's going on in his head.
Well, they looked like they were just having a great time doing snow angels after the game. It was just a great scene. It was fun to watch. Today's National Substitute Educators Day. We called them substitute teachers when I was growing up.
Yeah, you got to call teachers educators.
They're educators.
Now. I don't.
Did you have a lot of great subs at your school? Because I can think of a few in my life that came in for one day, and they were like, that was a fun sub.
The best one we ever had was Mr. Richardson, and he filled in for Miss Hobdy because she had some sort of surgery, and he was there for a while, and he's the one that let me stand up in front of the typing class and the class didn't do their work, so I could get up and do Richard Pryor impressions and routines and stuff.
That'll stick with you.
Yeah. So Mr. Richardson was the coolest.
That's amazing. So what does TJ — I never thought I would say this — what does TJ have in common with PETA? Turns out quite a bit. I'll tell you next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Admittedly, my name is Riggins. I don't know much about sports. Specifically college sports, I know even less about. But Gino Auriemma, he's the most winningest, I think is what they call him, the most winningest coach in college athletics. He's the head coach of the UConn women's team, basketball.
Right.
And obviously they're dominant. I know that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably the most dominant women's basketball team ever. So on Wednesday night, they honored their coach, Gino. He's 70, and they call him the GOAT. Mm-hmm. So during this little event before, or whatever they were doing, they were honoring him, and they actually brought out a GOAT.
Uh-huh.
Which I think has gotten to the point, it's so cringe when a lot of people say, like, oh, they're the GOAT. It's like, ugh. It just gives me the chills. It's so bad.
If you don't know, it's an acronym that stands for greatest of all time.
Yeah. So they bring out a GOAT. This is on Wednesday night. You know who was really upset about them bringing out the GOAT?
Animal rights freaks.
PETA specifically. They said the GOAT was visibly anxious. And they said the person leading the GOAT either didn't notice or didn't care that his collar was digging into his neck. The PETA said they're going to be sending a letter to UConn later this week to urge the school to make this cruel courtside spectacle its last. The University of Connecticut can't con people into thinking it's okay to subject a stressed-out animal out to the chaos of bright lights and screaming fans. Now, they do this a lot when there's a big animal on display in national television, specifically at sporting events. But what struck me is that, TJ totally agrees. He's made a whole platform out of saying, stop bringing your pets or animals to different places. Uh-huh. Just this week, he was talking about how dogs have kind of taken over all aspects, grocery stores, restaurants, and now sporting events. Mm-hmm. You would agree with PETA. Keep the animals out of the sporting events.
No, this one's different because it's part of the show.
Wait a minute.
It's part of the show. There's a show going on. So it's not just like, hey, we're in a public place that usually doesn't allow goats. And I'm going to take my goat to the restaurant.
Okay.
But this is a goat that's out there for the show. Just like LSU has Mike the Tiger. You know, he's like that. He's part of the display and the show. It's just like, I don't have a problem with circus or zoos or anything like that. But if you start trying to walk a kangaroo into the mall where I'm shopping, then I would have a problem with it.
So, people shouldn't be allowed to bring their own dogs to the sporting events. Is that fair?
Yeah.
But if they
where do it's it, got to be mixed in with everybody else who wasn't expecting to have to share space with a dog.
Where they do it on the court, all
yeah.
Any can they bring in a bear?
Sure.
Okay.
You're into that too. Anything that where animals can entertain us, I'm all about it.
Okay.
Like the minor league baseball team that we watch because my little friend Jenny got a condo there in right field, so we could watch the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The general manager or the owner of the team, one of them has a dog, a yellow lab that acts as a bat girl on some of the innings. And I think that's great.
You like that?
Yeah.
What about the dog night where they give you, you bring your dog to the game and you sit in the stands? Should they do away with that maybe?
No, cause they give everybody else say this is dog night. You know that if you come, you're going to be sharing space with dogs.
Yeah.
So that's different. It's just like, going to a restaurant and there's a dog across the room. Or you're trying to walk through a crowded sidewalk in a downtown area and you're dodging dogs because they just wanted to get them out for the day.
Yeah, right. Okay, good.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. This is very important. This is huge. We've got some big things happening in the way of breaking and entering Christmas. That is our Christmas mission every year, to bring the Christmas spirit and things to people who have fallen on hard times. Now, usually we break into someone's home while they're not there and leave everything they would want for a Christmas celebration. This year is different where we live in North Carolina. We live in Charlotte, North Carolina area, but not far from here is are the mountains of Western North Carolina, which were completely devastated by Hurricane Helene. And they are still just trying to live day to day with bits and pieces of their lives being restored or replaced little by little. Now, what we have decided to do is there is a town that is in Western North Carolina. It's a small town with a population about 100, and it is called Old Fort. And Old Fort was devastated, as most of the little towns around there were. And they usually have a big Christmas celebration where they light the Christmas tree for the downtown area, and they light up their little downtown area, and they have a parade and Santa and all of that. Well, in the investigations that we have done, we found out that Old Fort was not going to be able to have the Christmas spirit that they usually have because of the flooding from Hurricane Helene. It flooded and ruined all of their Christmas decorations that they put, the lights for the downtown area and all of that, and for the tree and that sort of thing. So what we're doing with breaking and entering Christmas this year is bringing the spirit of Christmas and the spirit of hope to a town who has gone through something and continues to go through it that most people can't even imagine in their worst dreams, their worst nightmares, going through. And about 90 to 95% of the residents there are not going to get reimbursed for their damages. I don't know if this is one of those towns that the government failed to help like they would help other towns and things like that. But either way, this is, this is not really what you would call a ritzy area by any means. So many of the residents who owned land or homes had gotten it handed down from generations. And since it was owned outright, a lot of them don't have insurance, and if they had insurance, they didn't have hurricane flood coverage. Why would you have that in the mountains? You know, why would you feel like you need that? So there are people who are still living in tents, and their cabins being built for people who are displaced and waiting for homes to be rebuilt. Local builders and distributors and contractors have a plan for relief cabins, and everything is self-contained and comes to the property already assembled. And we'll tell you what that is, what they're living in now, and how they're dealing with it, and what we're going to do to help coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, I know this is a lot of information that we're throwing at you here, and it's taking a while to get it all out, but please bear with us because this is so important. We're talking about the town of Old Fort, North Carolina, who the town that usually has a little Christmas celebration and all, because they don't have a lot of money, and there are things like this you don't realize, something small, like getting to go downtown and see Santa and all of these types of things, how big that is in the life of a person that doesn't really have a lot of money or that lives, below the average American in income. A lot of the people in town have gotten together, and they're providing what they call relief cabins, and they have a generator. When they show up at the person's property, they set it up, and it has a generator and a bathroom, is a bucket and a sink, and a composting toilet. So this is an upgrade. This is what people are getting. That's donated by the good people of the town and all, so they can move up a step,
yeah,
or two. So if you want to help with that and donate money for that, that is DavisReliefFund.org, DavisReliefFund.org. Now, here's what we're going to do. They are having their Christmas celebration in downtown Old Fort, North Carolina. But they need Christmas decorations for the town. Breaking and entering Christmas, we will be taking that to them. So they're going to get their decorations to light up the little downtown area. They're going to get the decorations for the tree. Santa is going to be there handing out toys to the kids. And there's going to be a parade. It's going to be a small parade of, you know, the church and small businesses participating and things like that. And to me, Riggins, this is the true meaning of what Christmas is about when it comes to giving people something that is going to make a difference in their lives. Giving them just the idea that, hey, so many people you don't even know care about you.
Yep.
And to have this celebration in their town will provide them hope. And some normalcy with their lives being turned completely upside down. And we didn't even mention how many of them have lost relatives in floods and things like that from this Hurricane Helene. So just to bring some happiness, some joy, Christmas spirit to the town is what we're looking to do. Now, the big thing that we are set out to do is we want a mobile ice skating rink set up for that day, for that festival, so the kids can ice skate there and just have fun. So if you know of anybody in this area in North Carolina that does the mobile ice skating rink, sets those up for promotions and things like that, will you please let us know how to get in touch with them or who it is, or, you know, any information. And if you want to donate to this, we would greatly appreciate it. Riggins, how do they do all of that?
TJRiggins.com/Christmas if you'd like to make a donation. Also, you can email, if you know somebody about the ice skating rink, you mm-hmm. can also email us at TJRChristmas@gmail.com.
Yeah, so imagine these kids who have just been living, you know, life day to day, not knowing what's coming.
Yeah.
Being able to just forget it for a little while and have fun. So that's what our goal is, and that's what we aim to do, as they say. Riggins Week in Review is next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.